case number 4, 22-794. Good morning. Sir, could you just identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Officer John Giordano, G-I-O-R-D-A-N-O, and Shelton Police.
Okay, and Officer Giordano, the record before us indicates there is a 2019 conviction under 53A-63, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, sir, similar to what the last case was, the appellant before you had a felony conviction. You have a conviction under 53A63 from 2019. Do you recall that?
Yeah, if I'm correct, I was told by my lawyer it was a misdemeanor.
Yes.
Part of the deal between the prosecutor and my lawyer.
Yep.
And he informed me it was a reckless endangerment or something.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I figured, along with the DUI, that's a normal assumption. You're endangering potentially somebody. And at the time, it seemed like a reasonable thing.
Let me just stop you there. Because it doesn't matter what was told or what happened at that level. The fact is you have that conviction on the record. Under the same statute I quoted earlier, 53A63, convictions in the last 20 years is an automatic disqualifier. So this board is not authorized to grant your appeal. So same applies to you. We can call a vote and deny your appeal, or you can withdraw your case. You could seek a pardon at some point.
I'm currently exploring that option.
Okay.
The problem is the pardon, you have to pardon everything. You can't pardon individual things. And so I'm not looking to pardon the UI. You know, I own it.
That's fine.
But it's that one misdemeanor. I wasn't told when I was told by my attorney that it's a misdemeanor and it won't affect your license or anything.
I understand.
He failed to explain that it did affect my pistol permit because it's a class misdemeanor.
As you may have heard, not all lawyers are familiar with every single statute, and this just happens to be the statute that empowers us to hear appeals.
At the time, and if you look at the arrest, I wasn't speeding, there was an accident, nothing.
I completely.
And so, it was just something that the attorney worked out with the prosecutor, and
All right. So that being said, do you want to proceed with your case knowing we're going to deny your appeal? Would you like to withdraw the appeal?
Well, if I do the pardon route, then
you could reapply
come
in the
back
future.
And
you would reapply with whatever town you live in at that time.
Right. Okay.
Need to also get those parts.
Well, I think he's going to. Yes. He said he was doing all the charges. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Did you want to withdraw the case?
Well, it's really my only intention.
I do have to ask. So the case has been withdrawn at 10:25 a.m.
Okay.
Thank you both.
Thank you.